lust or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Caleb met a beautiful girl on Match and would like another date. Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning.
So, give us a little bit more details. How did you meet up with? It's Sydney, right?
It's Sydney. Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay.
She is so beautiful. I can't believe how beautiful she is. She's the cutest girl I've ever seen.
Oh.
You have no idea.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll take your word for it.
We went out to dinner. It was so easy. This girl is, like, extremely adorable. I was like, oh, my gosh, she's so precious.
Wow.
I just felt like picking her up and showing her off to everyone I know, you know?
Oh, wow.
Did you tell her this when you saw her?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Many times. Gosh, yeah. She's got to hear it, right? You know?
Okay.
I swear I didn't do anything out of line. I was very, very well behaved. I didn't talk politics. I didn't show off a drawer of hair or anything. None of that crazy stuff.
Oh my God.
Well, that was a good play because that drawer full of hair has been highly talked about from Date 'em or Dump 'em.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'd hope you would.
But I mean, we like the same things. We like checking out breweries. Hey, we're both Raiders fans.
I
don't know. There's no reason she would ghost me.
Okay, so yeah. We know that it wasn't because you're a Raiders fan that she ghosted you, because she's one too.
A Husker Nick is a Chiefs fan, and
don't
think too highly of Raiders fans.
Oh, I don't mind Raiders fans.
You don't? Okay.
Raiders. It's not your fault, dude. You're a Raider fan.
Probably got it from your family or something.
Something like that, yeah.
It's a family tradition.
It is what it is.
Right.
That's right.
That's
right. Well, so, how you mentioned how precious she is. Is it because she's like pint size and she could fit in your back pocket?
Oh, my God. She's so tiny. She's adorable. Like, I really wanted to just pick her up and carry her around.
This is just making me think of stepbrothers.
What do you mean?
She's like, I just want to curl you up into a little ball and keep you with me.
Who's that country artist that they call the pocket cowboy?
Justin Moore.
Is it like Justin Moore? And pocket like, cowboy. Okay, how much did you talk about her height, though? Like, I know you said you didn't actually pick her up and carry her, which I credit you for not doing that.
Yeah.
Yep,
that's a good maneuver.
I mean, I talked a little bit about it. I was a complete gentleman, and we had a good time. We had good conversation.
You get to know each other pretty well.
How did it end? How did the night end?
Hey, at the end of the date, check this out. I walked her to her car, and it was a small kiss on the cheek. I didn't even ask for anything, you know?
Oh. That was your payment, your
thanks. Didn't, like, pick her up and put her in the car or anything, right?
You know?
Right. Or, like, offer a booster seat at dinner. There was none of that.
No. I was a complete gentleman.
Well, my next question would be, how tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, I think I figured it out. Yes.
What did you figure out?
I don't know.
Good job, Corey.
No, I do know. I do know. Sorry. Well, I was trying to figure out how to put it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're here to tell
Sometimes them. People with the too big of a height difference, right? Is that where you're going?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so you think it's the height.
I know, and it might seem kind of shallow, but like it actually is kind of an issue.
Some people like that, though. She might want to climb them like a jungle gym.
So it could go one of two ways.
No way.
What's that now?
No, there's no way. She said she's so into tall guys.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, if she okay, says so she's in
right, let's call her
guys.
And see.
All right, well, we'll give Sydney a call for you and see if we can figure this out, Caleb. And if anything, you'll at least know the reason why she's dodging you. Or maybe it's something silly and we can offer you guys up dinner out on us.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Now's where you can play along with us and figure out what went wrong between Caleb and his date, Sydney?
Mm.
And do it in GIF form, because GIFs are more funny.
GIFs?
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 Do you really call them GIFs?
Because that's how the creator of the GIF says it's pronounced. Look it up on Google, promise. Anyway, neither here nor there, but GIFs are fun. Or GIFs.
Whichever one it is.
I still love you.
Get your guess in on Twitter, Facebook, KX969 on what you think went wrong between Caleb and Sydney with Date 'em or Dump 'em.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You're just joining us. We're trying to help Caleb figure out what went wrong between him and Sydney. They met on Match, and he says she by far is the cutest girl he's ever seen.
Aw.
Went to dinner. Super easy. This girl was adorable. I just felt like picking her up and showing her to everyone I know is what he said to us. They have similar likes, and in fact, they like going to breweries, and they're both Raiders fans.
Ew.
I know. There's no reason that she would ghost him. At the end of the date, he walked her to her car, a small kiss on the cheek, and didn't ask for anything more. One of the guesses that came in was he ordered Little Caesars, because he mentioned that she was cute and adorable. Let's find out from Sydney what the problem is.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Sydney.
This is her.
Sydney, hi. It's JP Coriel Huskinick, the Kix Morning Show. Good morning.
Oh,
shit.
Hi, guys.
Hi. That's how you greet us. All right.
We caught up to you.
How you doing, Sid?
I'm good.
Do you have any clue why we'd be calling you?
I kind of have a feeling. Is this about Caleb? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, Caleb reached out to us for Date Him or Dump Him. He'd like to know what the hell. Why aren't you getting back to him? And he's texted you a couple times, and it sounded like you guys had a pretty good date. I mean, you had a lot of fun. You guys have a lot in common. Both Raiders fans, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, so is there a reason why you haven't gotten back together with him?
Yes. And he actually really needs to know this. It's not cool at all, and I hope he never does this to anybody else.
Oh, wow.
Like,
what did he do?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's really tall. He's like 6'5", and I'm very attracted to tall guys, you know? Like, I just wanted to, like, climb up him, but I would never say that out loud. You just kind of keep those thoughts to yourself.
Yeah, like a jungle gym.
Yeah.
And I'm really small. I'm 5'2". I'm like 100 pounds. I'm fun size. I admit it. But he kept talking about this, like, on and on and on about how cute and tiny I am. He would, like, take his fingers and measure around my arms.
Oh, like he's wrapping around to see if he can get all the way through?
Oh, my God.
That's...
He'd be like, you're so tiny. You're so cute. Like, it was on and on and on and on.
And you're like, don't you think I know this?
Yes. Like, don't just keep telling a person how cute. It just made me feel like a childish, too. Like, you're so cute. You're so cute.
I kind of got that vibe.
Yeah. Huh. So it didn't even end there. Like, the date went fine. Like, we had a good time, but, you know, aside from him, keep going on. So at the end of the night, he wraps his arms around me, like, around my ass, and, like, lifts me up like I'm in a swing and kisses me.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, then he's straight up lying.
It was the weirdest first kiss I've ever had. Like, he lifted me up like a child. Like, I'm surprised he didn't, like, put me on his shoulders and just, like, ride me around.
Oh.
Did he feed you and give you the airplane?
No, my God.
Yeah. So, here it comes.
You know. And I even told him right then, I was like, don't ever do that to anybody. Don't do that again. As nicely as I could, you know.
Well, and then it kind of sounds hopefully like he was trying to be playful, but then it's also the whole, like, it just gets weird to me when people just grab onto someone like they have the business to do that, you know? Stop.
I would like to say something.
Yeah, let's bring Caleb in. Yeah. As you know, Caleb's on the phone with us. You forget that Caleb was here.
Yeah, I forgot.
Caleb, good morning. It's
Sydney.
Literally about you going on and on and on about her size and then picking her up.
Well, first of all, listen, Sydney, when I picked you up, it wasn't like I was trying to hurt you. I was trying to be, like, really sweet and romantic.
I'm sorry if I focused so much on you.
But you're very petite and so cute. So,
oh my God.
So you felt the need to pick me up?
Like, you don't do that.
This is kind of cringy. I'm not going to lie.
You didn't feel like that was romantic?
Ugh. No. Not at all.
Well, I was trying to be romantic. I apologize. I mean, we had a good time. It wasn't that. I just talked about that. I mean, we talked about breweries. You know, we're both Raiders fans and how we hate the Chiefs and they suck.
Oh, man.
Oh, now he's just coming for you, Nick.
He is a creepy, cringy dude.
But everything came back to my height and you're so cute. And, like, it's literally like I would be your little, like, puppet you wanted to show off. Like, you would literally put me on your shoulders and, like, ride me around town.
Can I give
it? No, weird. I do kind of
piggyback ride.
Oh, man, I can kind of envision. I think
a couple friends of yours.
Yeah,
poor choice in football teams bleeding over his choices in real life.
I'm sorry, I was crushing really hard. I like all of you, like inside and out. You're such a cool person. I'm really sorry.
do you accept his apology? Are you interested in maybe trying a second date if he promises to
himself
not toss you around like ragdoll?
No more tiny comments, I promise.
It's totally up to you.
Yeah, it's really up to you, Sydney. We'll be glad to give you guys dinner out on us to see if maybe you guys can get past this. If not, I mean, that's totally understandable, too.
No pressure.
I mean, I guess I can give him one more chance. We did have stuff in common. Just if he mentions my size at all, I'm going to just leave right then.
And don't pick
her up.
Okay,
did you hear that, Caleb? She will do it. She will leave.
I heard it loud and clear. I didn't know, and now I know. Thank you so much for clearing that up.
And there's no picking her up unless she says she wants you to pick her up.
Please.
Absolutely.
At which point it's like, ma'am, why are you asking to be picked up?
I mean, yeah, anyway.
No, like, but honestly, though.
Right.
I mean, yeah. The chances that she's like, hey, will you pick me up are pretty slim. Like, what do you mean? Oh, my God.
I mean, if things escalate, but. All right, well, we'll be glad to give you guys.
Don't try to justify it.
I know.
More.
Dinner out on us. We'll hook you guys up with that for being on the show. And and maybe something good can come out of this.
This could work out.
I really appreciate it, guys.
All right. Well, Caleb, thanks for getting a hold of us. Sydney, thanks for being a good sport and letting him know what to do and what not to do. And I don't know. I have a feeling about you guys.
Oh, geez.
Well, at least you guys can go have some fun, maybe.
Yeah, get free dinner on us.
One last chance.
All right. Thank you very much for being on the show. We appreciate you guys.